The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And you can find us in the app. And if you want to join the conversation today, we would love to have that. 850-437-1620. I have three happy, smiling guests with me today from Pensacola State College. I have Deborah Hooks, the Director of Career and Technical Education, Julie Reddick, Business and Industry Outreach Coordinator, Career and Technical Education, is that correct? And Aaron Rausch, Coordinator, Workforce Program Support, Academic Advising. Y'all are important.
We try.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. Y'all doing well?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I have a question off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What does CAPE stand for in the educational arena?
So it is Career and Professional Education Act. It was established in 2007. It models how states can engage with industry and define quality industry certification standards for secondary and post-secondary students.
All right. Are all the certifications fundable?
Not all of them. We have fundable certifications, gold certifications. We have Perkins certifications. The Perkins ones are not a fundable certification, but they do still count toward our performance measures in the Carl Perkins grant.
Okay. So if someone, what specific paperwork would a student need to bring to the CTE office to receive reimbursement?
Well, that has changed. So going forward this year, in our new grant cycle, we will be doing things a little bit different with how we work with students on behalf of industry certification. So stay tuned.
How many certification programs are there?
Lots.
Yeah.
Too many.
There are. So I work on the vocational side of Pensacola State, which is workforce education, and you can earn industry certifications in our carpentry program, our HVAC program, plumbing, welding. They all have industry certifications. A lot of the IT will have industry certs as well. So a lot of them are through like CompTIA or Test Out. I can get A plus, Security plus, Network plus,
wow.
All these things that really build their resume up and show employers, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about.
That is awesome. That is excellent. That's great. What kind of funding source does the college, what funding source does the college pay for the industry certifications? If that made any sense. It made sense inside my head.
So,
as I was trying to say it so eloquently.
In the past, industry certifications were paid for through the CTE office, but going forward, we'll be coming up with a new strategy on how to work with students that are taking their industry certifications exams. And so that's what we're going to do going forward.
And a lot of them are built into lab fees. So I know with our programs in workforce, you know, you're working on your NCCER certifications, which is the National Center for Construction Education and Research, and those are built into your lab fees. So if you take that exam through the test center, you're going to get basically a voucher to go take it. It's not going to cost you anything.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So how do you stay informed about the different changes in the industry standards and workforce needs? Like, how do you continually update and enhance your CTE curriculum? Because you're super smart.
Yeah. So that tends to fall more in my purview because I do more of the outreach with other businesses and outside entities, basically. So I attend a lot of external meetings. You know, type of thing where we just kind of make sure that our message is getting out there, what our programs are up to, what our, you know, I guess, you know, what the latest and greatest things are, and how we get that out to the other businesses. And I attend a lot of industry meetings, you know, just kind of working with them.
That way you can find out what their needs are, and where maybe some of the lapses are, or new things that are coming up.
So if there's changes in any of our programs, I attend a bunch of external meetings and just, you know, make sure to keep them up to date on what our programs are doing and, you know, some of the latest changes. You know, we've got a lot of exciting programs that are coming to PSC. We've got a aeronautical,
aviation mechanics, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome, and it's going to be completely, it's going to just change everything in this area. It's really neat.
What a perfect area.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
I attend all those meetings and make sure that some of the local businesses know what those changes are, and you know, if there are industry certifications attached to those programs, which there will be, you know, they kind of work hand in hand with us. And then also, online job posting portal called Handshake, where employers can post all of their...
I think we're going to have to move you over to the other mic because I'm not quite hearing you come through. Let's move you over here.
Join me, Julie.
It's the beauty of live radio. I can hear you, but I'm not sure if everybody else can hear you.
Welcome over to my mic,
Hi.
Julie.
So one of the other things that I manage in the program is our online job posting portal. It's called Handshake. And so that's, you know, another thing that I talk to employers about, posting on Handshake, make sure all those opportunities are getting out there for our students, internships, co-ops, full-time, part-time jobs, just so that they know this is what the students are directed to.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just posting a piece of paper on a bulletin board anymore. So
right.
we've kind of moved past those days. And, you know, so that's one of the things that I do in our industry outreach meetings and all those things. And then I'm also in charge of the job fairs. So when the employers have, you know, lots of opportunities for our students, they want to meet them face to face. That's how they do it.
That's awesome. I think it's so wonderful that you have all these programs because a lot of states miss the mark and they forget how to, you know, how do we retain our younger demo and how do we continue to keep, you know, people of my age to stay in a particular area? And I think that your college is a perfect example of that because you're offering programs that really speak to this area where there's jobs here and the interest is here so somebody can get a certification, stay right here.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. And that's what I don't think people realize, but that's what goes on in the background when we are deciding what programs to offer or when we come out with new majors and new programs of study. We don't want to offer something just because we know, hey, a student is interested in this. Our whole goal and the whole goal of Pensacola State is to make sure that our students are going to be able to stay in this area and that we are offering programs that employers have told us specifically. We will hire students if you have X, Y, and Z.
That's great. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio Pensacola. I have Pensacola State College with me today. If you want to join the conversation, 850-437-1620, you can call or text. So speaking of that, how do you engage your community to continue to propel yourself forward with that success for your students?
So I think it's really important to get our information out to not only our alumni, our current students, but also obviously the parents, because, you know, they do have a hand in motivating their kids and whatnot. But so a lot of times we attend a lot of orientations and make sure that the information is given to the parents and future students students to be, potential students, and, you know, make sure that they know what CTE means, what services we can provide to those students, how we can help them potentially with scholarships, you know, and any, you know, possible grant that they may be eligible for, Perkins, something like that, Triumph. Some, you know, our CTE programs fall into those purviews.
Great. That's excellent. What programs allow students to earn certifications in addition to their degree, and what certifications do they earn?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's so many of them.
There's a lot. So I know I mentioned earlier on the workforce side of things, we've got all of our kind of what I call our hands-on industries, carpentry, HVAC, plumbing, welding, they can all earn industry certifications. Our culinary program allows our students to earn their Serve Safe Food Protection Manager, which is huge in the you know, culinary industry. IT can earn lots of different certifications. There's just so
nurses.
Many. We would be here all day. Nursing,
dental hygiene, all of our medical programs earn industry certifications.
Yeah. So it sounds like you can get, like, your culinary degree, but then there are other certifications that you can get on top of that makes you more, you know,
right.
Absolutely. Look better to employers, keeps you,
boost that resume a little bit.
And most of our employers, a lot of them will tell you they'd rather have an industry certification than an actual degree sometimes because that industry certification, a student has specialized skills.
Right.
And so that makes them very marketable in the competitive workforce that we have.
I know often when you're looking on the job boards, they require, you know, a degree, 2-year, 4-year, whichever it is. But then there's also that whole list of skills.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know going through college myself, you don't necessarily pick up all those skills. Sometimes you don't, you know, it could be something as simple as learning Excel or Word. You don't actually become proficient in it because you haven't taken a course or it's not part of the line, but getting certified in certain things is what actually makes you a little bit more attractive and gives you the leg up.
Absolutely.
When
exactly.
you're applying for,
especially in IT. So my husband works in IT. He's worked in IT for more years than I care to count. He's got, you know, a degree in IT, but the thing that keeps him engaged in IT and keeps his customers coming back is the fact that he can tell them, I'm certified in X, Y, and Z, and they think that is a lot more impressive or even more impressive in, you know, in cahoots with his degree. So
it sounds like it's similar to, like, what we used to call hands-on training. Like, what background do you have?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That is so great. I would imagine that someone getting a certification in addition to their degree doesn't really prolong their degree whatsoever. They kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly. A lot of them are just already built into it. Yeah, they're embedded certificates, and they're already built into the academics and built into that course. So, for example, I'm just going to use carpentry, right? As you're going through and you're going through the carpentry program, part of it is that these are assignments, you know, the modules that you complete in class are going towards your NCCR certification. So they just go hand in hand, and you just have to go and take a test through the testing center and, you know, complete what you need to, and there you go, you've got it.
That's great. And so you were saying that the certifications are, for most of the part, are built into the degree program, so there's no added cost to it.
Right.
But if somebody wanted to pick a different sort of, maybe there's another certification that would just be beneficial for them, is that an added cost as well?
Well, some of our certifications, like tests for the NCLEX exam, they do pay so much, like $200 for the test, or the dental hygiene students pay $400 or $500 for their test. So there is an out-of-pocket expense for the students to initially take that test for some of their licensing exams.
Do employers also reimburse for some of these certifications?
Some employers do, yes, absolutely.
IT,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. My husband hasn't paid for an IT certification in years. Yeah. His company just continues to send him to training or continues to have him do training online and go take the test, and he pays for them. And some of them are seriously $400 and $500 certifications that he has to take. Hasn't paid for one. So employers will definitely reimburse for some of these.
I was going to say, is there funding, if there is an employer that doesn't reimburse, is there funding for someone for certifications, or does that fall outside of?
In the past, there has been. Moving forward, we will actually be working with our testing center to pay for industry certification exams on behalf of students.
Great. That's so great. What right now would you say are, so I know the area I came in for a while, nursing, mm-hmm. was very, there was a high need for nursing.
Absolutely.
You know, at one point in time, it was electrical work. In this area, what, is there a greater need for specific degrees over others right now?
Well, I think nursing is always going to be a good field because we're always going to need nurses. So I think that's always going to be at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. And our
CDL.
CDL.
Yeah, CDL is a great program.
Huge. CDL is huge. And student, it's an 8-week course.
Yeah.
8 weeks. And they can come in. You know, you just have a driver's license. They come in. We're going to teach you how to drive a semi and get you out of here. I'm telling you, it has changed some of my students' lives completely going through that CDL program.
And they make really great money.
Oh, yeah.
Very much in demand right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have such a leg up than other areas in the country because you offer that, where other places you have to go and find a CDL course somewhere versus being able to go to the local college.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think any of these hands-on trades are becoming incredibly useful to employers right now. I mean, tell me somebody in HVAC, you know, that won't be able to find a job in Florida in air conditioning, you know.
Right.
It's just, it's a need. It's a need right now. Yeah. And, you know, some of our programs, you know, we talked about CDL. The employers are coming in and recruiting before they've even graduated. So I know CDL specifically, they will have employers come in and pay for lunches or breakfast. They talk to them about it. They're getting multiple offers before they walk out the door and before they have even graduated from the program. It's
stress free.
Yes.
That is excellent. That, because one of the biggest worries is, now I have my degree, where can I find a job? And you have to go through all the process, but it sounds like you have such a great connection with your local employers that for most students, they probably walk out with a job. Or they know they're going to have one before they're even done their
the
degree.
The beauty of these two ladies in their CTE office, I tell you. They're
well,
wonderful.
One thing Julie didn't really hit on, the meetings she goes to are advisory board meetings. So she attends those meetings, so she knows firsthand what employers are looking for and what they're needing and what we have at the college. And she's in charge of job fairs, so getting different vendors to our college for our students to come by and talk to all these different organizations who are looking to hire our students.
When you do your job fairs, are they also open to the public, or is it mostly specific to the students at the time?
They are. They are open to the public. However, obviously, our marketing is more targeted to
current
our students and alumni. They are open to the public. And our next job fair is September 18th.
Awesome.
At our Pensacola campus. So if anybody is looking for a job, we've got a lot of great employers coming of all different types and all different industries. So not, you know, just one specific industry, like some of them are one specific industry. Like sometimes we'll have a health-related or medical-related job fair. This one is open for everybody.
Do you still have spots for employers to jump in there, too, if they want to come hire?
We actually
very few.
Very few spots
limited.
Left.
Right,
if there are any employers out there, we are basically almost sold out.
Absolutely.
It's a very high demand, especially in the fall.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of people want to get their hiring underway, and students are, you know, about to start classes in like the next 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I do want to say while we're right here is for so many of our students, if any students are listening, whether they're non-traditional, a single parent or whatever, and they are looking for funds to help them with the different programs at our college, we do have scholarship funds. We have Triumph funds that helps with cyber and truck driving. We have the Perkins grant that helps with all AS programs, vocational programs, and college credit certificate programs. And so if they're struggling and needing funding, they should come by the CTE office and speak with us about possible funding for their program.
Don't get discouraged and walk away.
Right.
come to the office. Is there also an online ability? Could they go online to find out more information about that?
They can go online to find out more information about it, and then hand all of their paperwork in, and then we can go through them and see if they qualify for the different scholarships we have.
And do if somebody wants to sit down and talk with you, do they call and set up an appointment,
sure,
or can they just drop in?
They can drop in or set up an appointment either way.
Building six on campus.
Yes, yeah.
Building six. Yeah. It's where the fun happens.
I'm telling you, do not let the cost of a program stop you. I am so amazed at what PSC, the funding that we have available, the generosity of this community in giving for scholarships, for our students. It's really, truly amazing. So do not let the cost stop you.
Don't let it stop you.
Don't let it. Yeah. Get that education. Change your life.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to help you do.
So important. No matter what age you are.
Correct.
I went back to school later on in life, and I was like, I'm going to get my degree before I'm 40. Yeah. And I did it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, you anticipate it's going to be so hard. And people think, oh, I'm older, it's going to be hard. But no, some of the greatest rock stars in those classes were my age and older. It's amazing. And it's also just amazing to have a mixed age because you learn so many things from one another, which is absolutely fabulous.
We're all about our non-traditional students at PSC because there's no such thing as a traditional student anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so whatever your age is, we can find a program for you in our vocational programs, get your certificate, do something in cosmetology. Like, there's always jobs in cosmetology. Everybody wants to look beautiful.
They do. Every time I hear you talk about this, it's so excellent. I mean, it really is a one-stop shop for education. Because other places, you have to go to college cosmetology school over here.
Right.
You have to go to CDL over there. So that is great.
Yeah. And we look to help those students, the non-traditional students, the single parents, the out-of-workforce individuals, the displaced homemakers. That's what the Perkins Grant is really for through the CTE office, is to help students like that.
My husband and I have joked that our retirement plan is to go through the CDL program and then get us a big old truck and drive it around and see this beautiful country of ours.
Oh, my goodness.
And get paid to do it, you know, in our retirement years, you know, because I think
that you can share the driving.
We can split the driving. The puppy can come with us.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
can
I
go?
Really, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a friend who's a CDL driver. He has the best adventures when he's out there on the road. Best adventures.
That is so great.
He documents them all through social media, so I get to tag along a little bit.
You could become a TikTok star even.
TikTok star, right. Yeah. No, hard pass.
That's right. Yes, I agree. So the job fair is on the 18th. If somebody wants to join as an employer, is there a phone number
Julie
they can reach out to?
Yep. Just reach out to me and the CTE office. What is 850-484-1654?
Great.
That's our main number. And, you know, we're basically almost sold out. So, you know, don't
Act
get
fast.
Discouraged. There'll be another job fair not long after that. Beginning of February will be our next one of 2025. So.
And the other thing, if you don't get into the job fair, if you still get a hold of Julie, she can get you connected straight with our students, either through Handshake and getting you set up on that, or, you know, she can get you in contact with instructors as well. And
that is so great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And head over to the Pensacola